When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome, Lori and Julia show here on My Talk 107.1. Thank you for joining us. And a lot of you, and even more of you now, are going to be hanging out at home. And, you know, a lot of us don't have radios, old boomboxes or radios at home anymore. But that doesn't mean you can't listen to My Talk. Lots of different ways to do that. For instance, if you have a tablet, regardless of brand, you can download the app, the My Talk app, and listen to us that way. If you have a laptop, you can go to the website and stream us. You could do it that way. And of course, on Alexa, you can also do it that way. You have to give the
MyTalk 107.1.
Yes, you have to
Alexa.
Enable it. Yes, you enable it by giving it a command, and then you do the Alexa open MyTalk and listen. So,
and if you have a phone, there's
and the
an
phone.
App.
Yeah, there's
mm-hmm. yes,
app
yeah,
thanks,
and the phone,
Sonny.
And the phone also.
Because Lori keeps saying, "How do they know if they're not?"
I know she's having trouble grasping this.
I do know, blonde. Okay, so are we going to play a little Jeopardy?
Well, sure, let's lighten things up and keep things fun and do a little pop culture Jeopardy.
I'm feeling lucky today.
All right, well, the category I've selected for you today is 90s television.
Oh, 90s television.
You were watching television in the 90s, right?
Barely.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
kind of funny how we just erased decades. From 95 on, I wasn't because I had babies.
The DV, I never learned how to VCR or record. I never learned how to use that recorder. So
I'm just going to add a caveat here. Donnie, if the show was on Tuesday through Sunday night, Lori didn't see it.
No, Tuesday through like Saturday. Wednesday to Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, so maybe I'm going to excel.
You're going to win, Julia.
I'm just going to say Elf. Who is Elf?
That's not a TV show.
All
right, here we go. 90s television. I give you a description. You give me the show. Our heroine is a feisty teenage girl.
That could be Sabrina. I'm not finished.
Oh, okay. Good Lord, women. Our heroine is a feisty teenage girl. All before the show starts, her best friend is murdered, her dad is fired as town sheriff, and her mother leaves her.
Oh, I watched this show.
Who is?
Yes, you did.
Yes. Who is Monica Mars? Who is Veronica Mars?
Yes, Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars.
Was that in
the 90s?
Yes.
Boy.
It must have been 98 or 99.
Well, regardless, it's 90s.
Like your Lord's like, I watched this show.
Neptune, California.
Yes,
that's Neptune Bay.
Did you ever watch the movie?
Lori, I tried, but where is it? Because I tried to look for it this weekend, the Veronica Mars movie. Is it on
Netflix, wasn't it?
Was it Netflix?
I'm adding it to the list. Google it,
but add it because the hot boyfriend that we always liked, Colton, whatever. Yeah, he's coming. He's like a Navy SEAL. He's a Navy guy
in uniform.
Yeah,
he comes out
of the water in like those James Bond 60s trunk.
Logan.
It's seared into my mind. I came in and told you right away you got to watch it.
All right, so that was late 90s into the 2000s. I think the rest of these will be more into the 2000s.
Okay, good.
In the fall of 2000, remember the WB network?
Yes. Donnie loved the WB.
In the fall of 2000, the WB launched a new show starring Chad Michael Murray.
One Tree Hill.
Yes, One Tree Hill.
Did you watch that? Yeah, I did watch that. And I also thought he was really great when he played, who's the guy in Memphis, the record guy who discovered Elvis and...
Oh, Sam Phillips.
Sam Phillips. Yeah. You know, they had that on like the, maybe the CW. It was kind of a good show.
I remember that show. You liked that
and
show about Sun Records.
Yeah. That's what it was called. That was kind of a good leftist just sort of hanging. But, you know, I guess we know the rest of the story.
So did Dirty Rotten Money. We can just talk about shows that left us hanging.
Still bitter.
We are still bitter about that one. That's why you should watch Dynasty on the CW. It's so... Soapy. It's great.
Score tied 1-1.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Danny.
Eric LaSalle.
Oh, yeah. Who are Mark and Mindy? No.
Can I finish?
What is ER?
There we go.
Oh. Yes. I was getting him mixed up with Eric McCormick, and I was trying to say...
Will and Grace.
Yes. Eric LaSalle was the last...
Mark and Mindy.
Which is like the 80s. Or the 70s, really.
Mark and Mindy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the 70s.
Oh, my gosh.
See, Julia, you are almost as old as me.
I am.
All right, now you need to be really quick, because both of you know this one. This heroine is a single mom raising her daughter.
Who's Lorelai Gilmore?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we need to talk about Lorelai Gilmore.
We do?
Not right now.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you about the show that I'm in love with.
That is a show that if you've never watched, you could watch. Melissa McCarthy is Sookie, the baker best friend. Yeah. Joe, the guy who owns
the cafe. Are we talking about TV later?
Yes, fine.
Right,
yes,
here we go.
All right.
After putting out your torch, the host of Survivor... The host of Survivor says this to the person voted off.
You are now off the island.
No.
Your torch has been blown out.
No.
Your candle has been blown out.
No, that's nothing like that at all.
It isn't.
Kayak off the island.
No, that's not it.
Get the hell out of here.
Your torch has been extinguished.
No,
your torch something.
It's something.
No torch.
But it's your life.
Your time on the island has been... Hang on. Survivor, they have two groups of people, and those are... Each group is called a...
Don't even know.
In Native Americans, they have these.
Tribe. Okay. You're off the tribe. The tribe has canceled you.
The tribe has voted you off the island.
The tribe has spoken.
Yes. Gosh, that's right.
The tribe has spoken.
You're 4-1. You're kicking my butt. I thought I was going to be lucky today.
All right, here we go.
We obviously are not big Survivor fans.
Never was.
He still is a loyal watcher from day one.
I have a friend who still does it.
Yeah.
No, I never. I couldn't get into that.
Yeah,
I couldn't either. This series followed the exploits.
Although I do remember the guy who won the $1 million and went to jail, Richard.
Yes, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
And Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Won it, or did it, or something.
This series followed the exploits of a brilliant, obsessive, compulsive, and sometimes defective private detective who lived in San Francisco. Big time OCD. This name of the show.
Oh.
It was his name. Last name.
Who is San Francisco? Streets of San Francisco.
No, it's the 90s.
It's the 90s.
He
drove everybody crazy because of his really heavy OCD.
Geez, this isn't ringing a bell for me, obviously.
I was on for years.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
Think of a...
USA Network.
Who was House?
What?
Who was House?
No, that was Fox.
Who was Dr. House?
That was medical, too.
No.
Who is...
Tony
Shalhoub.
Played the part.
Who is Monk?
Monk!
I love Tony Shalhoub. He was... Okay, let me just stop here. He was so delightful for us because we said we loved you. We've loved you since Wings.
Wings.
The TV show Wings.
He started laughing.
He was the cab driver.
And he laughed and he said,
he was so great as the taxi driver.
He was...
Yeah. And Stephen Weber.
Stephen Weber was on it and so was the other one.
Tim Daly.
Yes.
Yeah. But Stephen Weber has a dark and incredible arc in season two and going into season three. We just finished season two last night of Get Shorty.
Oh, he does.
And he plays this Hollywood producer who has to tape on his hair every day. Eyebrows, pubes, hair.
Oh, gosh.
And he has a penchant for something very strange.
Okay.
And he's a big time, like a, you know, who think of a producer, a head of a over a studio.
Okay. Mm. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, think of like a, you know, like a Harvey kind of a guy.
Yeah, I know, but I did want to mention
David
him.
David Geffen or somebody who runs a studio, and it's just...
All right, get Shorty on Epics.
And Steven Weber.
Sorry,
and
you loved
that. That show is so
good.
I'm
looking if that is on our My Talk Recommends page, because that is a show that you have been going on and on and on about.
I got one more
it's
for
fans. So like, if you like The Sopranos, you like Breaking Bad... Mm-hmm. If you like Fargo, it's in that genre of Better Call Saul. You know, it's in that whole thing.
All right, Donnie has one more.
Last one from the 2000s. This man concluded a very, very long day by finding his wife who had been killed. The hint there is very, very long day.
Lemony Snicket.
Nope.
Because he would have very, very long bad days.
It's a very long day. It
24.
Was, 24. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. 24.
All right, it was 3-4.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I lost. Pretty good. All right. Those are randoms.
That's it.
All right, we'll be right.
For up-to-the-minute entertainment news, try a Dirt Alert. At the top of every hour, plus extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20 and 12:20 with Elizabeth Reese. And at 5:20 with Holly Roberts. On My Talk, 107.1. Everything entertainment.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, I thought, you know, on Instagram, there are so many people being clever and creative, including Lori and Julia, trying to make you laugh. But Hoda Kotb always tries to give you a just a dollop of wisdom. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the quote today.
Are you
going
to do this?
I'm going to read hers.
Okay. I like
and it's from Billy Cox. And it's the two things in life you are in total control over are your attitude and your effort. I thought that was just kind of.
Please let me soak in that thought again, Julia. You got to say it again.
The two
because
things.
Because we need to be reminded of this as they're. There's things happening that are outside of control that
completely.
I get quite worked up about.
Well, completely, and you can't do anything about but you are in control of you.
Okay.
And so there are two things in your life you are in total control over. It's your attitude.
That is true.
And your effort.
All right.
And
that
I thought...
That is a good thing to remember.
There's still things we can do, people, during this downtime, and I'm going to give you a couple suggestions. Writing... making cards at home kind of things for nursing home people who are getting no social contact, having your kids draw pictures.
Like for something that's like right in your neighborhood that you know is there.
Yeah, that you
I think
could
about
just...
the place where Auntie Marlene
was. Oh, Lori, I already thought of that.
You know?
I already thought of that too.
And I think I'm so glad that she's, in a way, I'm glad she's not here. Because
she would have gone crazy not having us come around.
Yeah.
It would have been really hard. So imagine how hard it is for people... who have loved ones in there that they can't go visit. So kids can draw pictures. People can write poems. People can do roses are red, violets are blue. You know, anything to try to crack a smile on someone's face or bring them some sort of joy.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I always like this website called Bored Panda. And they just do cute things every day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of funny things. But this is a New York school teacher of first grade shares quotes from her kids, you know, because they're trying to do the teaching online and everything. So one of them said to her, this is a six-year-old, I love the sound of no one talking.
That's good.
This is another six-year-old, anyone can be a family. You just have to love each other and feed each other.
Aww.
Which I thought was so sweet.
Very.
I'm not mad. I'm just hungry and I hate you. I can't show you how much I missed you because my hands are too small.
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
That's very cute.
And one more. This is from a really young kid who said this to the mom. Don't wipe away my tears. I want to feel them on my face.
Aww.
Sometimes just feeling.
God, kids say the greatest things.
Here's Bo. He's three. I wish this wasn't real life and I was just a refrigerator.
Okay.
So there's really, Bored Panda is kind of a sweet site. They do some funny animal stuff, some funny hash lines, like my coworker now, who's either my child or my pet, and they do funny things on that.
Oh,
and
we are living for the little videos we get of the grandchildren. You know?
Oh, because they send them to you guys, yeah.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Yeah, but we're hungry for even more.
Right.
You know, and, you know, the parents, everyone's got their handful just keeping on and trying to, you know, adjust to the new normal and all that kind of stuff. So you don't have time to be making a bunch of videos.
No, you don't.
You do like seeing them, or
I know,
or they just bring a card. So you could make your, yeah, that's very cute.
Because like, and put them in a big envelope and deliver it to a nursing home. You know, there's no one, they have no proof right now. And I was going to talk to you about that the virus is spread through packages. It's not. Mm-hmm. There's no proof anywhere about that.
People are just being careful because of the surfaces.
Exactly. Yeah, Yeah. So you could bring, you have your kids do art for the home or something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You can mail it to the post office.
Yes, you could do that too.
The carriers.
You could do that too.
Essential personnel.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Other things that are kind of nice that are happening in our community is we want to talk to you guys about the coloring book, The Musician Harmar Superstar. Sean Tillman and his girlfriend Laura Hauser launched a coloring book for a cause, and it's a way to support their local community musicians and venues during the time of self-quarantine.
Yeah.
And so the first coloring book supports First Avenue. It features outlines of local heroes like Lizzo, Prince, Atmosphere, and Dizzy Faye, just to name a few. It can provide a way to keep your kids occupied, and it's also going to be something that 60% of the proceeds are going to go to First Avenue, and the illustrators that are helping out are also going to benefit the Twin Cities Music Community Trust. The first coloring book can be ordered if you just, I saw this on MSPMag.com. It's expected to ship out on April 2nd, but you can order it right now. So it's Artists for a Cause with a coloring book.
Yeah, really cool.
It's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I'm looking at it on First Avenue's Twitter site. Yeah, that's cool.
And then another thing is that Andrew Zimmerman and some of our other folks in the community, our restaurant community, have also launched a something servers. Of course, I can't find it right now.
What are you looking for?
What kind of a service?
Yeah, it's a way to donate money to your servers and to your restaurants. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name of it right now. Oh, here it is. It's called the Independent Restaurant. It's called #SaveRestaurants. And it's a coalition to get indie restaurants across the country money and to do some different things. So we learned today that we're having a stay in place mandate from the governor, but it doesn't mean that takeout businesses are closed. So people who have been doing takeout are still doing takeout, and drive-throughs are open and things like that. Just wanted you to know that. Also, what else is happening?
I don't know.
I know it. I have some different things here, but I feel like my papers are all Lori.
Oh, they're all over the place.
They are. Yeah. It's National Women's History Month.
Yeah.
And Donnie has posted today on the Lori and Julia show page 20 must-read books written by women. If you want to have a list to get through. Other things are, if you wanted to see a man sending his little Antonio Munoz from Mexico has been self-isolating, and he's sending his little chihuahua to the store to get Cheetos for him every day.
It's so cute.
And he's coming back with them.
Yeah.
3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
The little
48 tomorrow, right now, rain and 44.
Is here, and she has our latest COVID-19/coronavirus update. Holly?
Yes, let's update everyone with Governor Waltz's stay-at-home order. So this happened at 2 p.m. today. Governor Tim Waltz is asking Minnesotans to stay at home unless absolutely necessary in order to slow the spread of COVID-19. Now, this is far from a total lockdown of Minnesota. So this is going to start midnight on Friday for at least 2 weeks. You're still going to be able to leave the house for things like groceries, gas, emergency medical services or supplies, caring for family members, friends or pets, moving between emergency shelters for those who are experiencing homelessness, and also essential travel is allowed to return home from outside of the state under the order. And people who work in critical sectors are exempt from the stay-at-home order. That includes healthcare workers, emergency responders, law enforcement, shelters, child care facilities, food production, utilities, critical manufacturing, and the news media. And yes, you can go outside, but keep appropriate social distancing when you're walking, hiking, running, biking. Liquor stores have been allowed to stay open, and bars and restaurants in Minnesota are already closed to dine-in customers. That will last through at least May 1st. However, you can still get delivery and takeout. So that is something you can utilize. Public K through 12 schools across the state are also closed under a separate executive order. That's extended through May 4th, and teachers are going to be start distance learning plans very soon. Roadways, public transit, the airport still up and running under the order for essential travel. Now, if you're using Metro Transit, you'll definitely want to check the schedule because they are running on an amended schedule. They're running kind of on holiday hours right now. So please check Metro Transit for the schedule that works best for you. So that's your COVID-19 update for this hour. We'll have another update for you at 5:30 with KSTP's Paul Folger. Now back to the Colleen, or not Colleen. Lauren, Julia, where's my brain?
You gotta just plug your own show even when you're not on.
Oh man, look, my brain is, I don't know where it is. Okay.
It's little of it left.
Apparently. Oh yeah.
Okay, earlier in the show, we were talking about Diana Ross, and they did a remix of Love Hangover, and it is number one on the Billboard dance chart. And I did find the remix for you. It's by a guy named Eric Cupper. He does this a lot. So here's a little sample of the dance remix of Love Hangover.
Number one. I like it, Donnie. I like it a lot. And here's the deal. The reason why you're seeing all these the save restaurants is that all of the food people have gotten, Andrew Zimmern, Tom Colicchio, Ruth Reichel. America is not America without our small businesses called restaurants.
Yeah.
And it's like 13 million employees. It's $1 trillion to the economy. And so while they're doing some fine tuning on this thing, there needs to be a plan to give money to these small businesses that are called restaurants that are all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so there's a thing online getting people, you got time. Call your congressperson and just say, this is important to me that there's money here.
Right.
Because one of the things I do know in that federal thing, because I follow the Flying Sarah, she's the head of the Flight Attendants Union International, whatever that union is called. But they, as a union, they were fighting for some specific things for the money that went with the airlines bailout of federal stimulus money. And to make sure that they were getting, like, they couldn't lay off people in the union, like that's how they were going to recruit. So they were kind of happy. So now these say the hashtag save restaurants. I mean, it's they're the pillar of any community. If you think about it, I mean, yeah, you might have a chain here and there and maybe more out in the suburb, but that's, if you look around, that's everywhere. So anyway, so,
I feel like people that way, though, with all local businesses.
Well, I know, but I think there's a feeling that if you just buy gift cards or you order some takeout, that would be enough to get a restaurant through this time. And so that's all I'm saying. Yeah. If you are that like worries you, and I think it does worry people, you could do something about
Excellent.
It. Okay. So the big news, and I just wonder, is it just a matter of time before the Duchess of Sussex gets blamed for it? But Prince Charles tests positive for COVID-19.
This is a huge deal. This is a huge deal.
It was basically outside of, you know, all the pandemic news. It was the number one story on all of the morning shows that Prince Charles, because, of course, Prince Charles is, you know, he's over 70.
Yes, he is.
And he's a man. And for whatever reason, even on the statistics, they had like 64% of people who have died have been men.
Yes, they said it from the virus. Yes.
So anyway, Prince Charles, it was the number one around the world this morning. The heir to the British throne, testing positive. Buckingham, actually, it was Clarence House that released the statement. So if you
there's real concern about this. You know, this is the heir to the British throne. Prince Charles contracting coronavirus. We're told that he is now in isolation with his wife, the Duchess of Cornwall, in Scotland. That is where they tested both for this. Now, the Duchess of Cornwall, as we heard there in Tom's piece, has not tested positive for it, but we're told by Clarence House that the Prince of Wales has been displaying mild symptoms, but otherwise remains in good health and has been working from home throughout the last few days as usual. We're told it's not possible to know how he contracted this. He's had a number of engagements over the last couple of weeks. And of course, there is concern about the Queen, a woman in her 90s, obviously in a kind of high risk group. She has been at Windsor with Prince Philip for the last few days or so, and she last came into contact with her son on March 12th. A lot of concern in this country, of course, about coronavirus spreading. That is why we are all now in the United Kingdom on lockdown.
So, and of course, March 12th, that's with now we're within the 14 days for her to be okay.
But right.
Remember how much the British papers got on Harry and Meghan for 2 weeks ago, not bringing baby Archie to the UK?
I did too.
As the COVID-19 cases were doubling and they decided, and I thought it was the jet lag. You were like, oh, they could see. I'm just saying that, I mean, I know 2 weeks ago I was not as attuned to what was going on in the world as, say, like...
Today.
No, Casey's son, was, like, he's been, like, talking to his dad about this since the end of February.
Right.
He is, you know... Anyway, the cases were doubling in the UK 2 weeks ago. Maybe Harry and Meghan, like, they're on top of this stuff, and they were like... for a 72-hour trip and then a bunch of kisses with...
Well, here's the thing. Because, is that... Okay, so
I mean,
the Queen...
I saw Prince Charles leaning forward to, like, say something to Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones.
Just
a week ago.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is serious.
Jeez.
Because the Crown is still involved in so much in the daily enterprises of the Britain, you know, of the UK.
Even the Queen, who's ruled for 75 years, has never seen anything like this. And she's gone through World War II and the bombing,
exactly,
and the Blitz and everything.
And what they're saying is, you know, he is a very well-liked and very well-respected and kind of the grandfather.
Oh, my God. What if he doesn't get the crown? Well, he's waited all these years.
Okay. And they said if it's, if anything happened to Prince Charles and it would go to Prince William.
Yes.
I mean,
this is terrible to even say that, but I mean, my gosh.
Well, the people are saying this is a big, big deal
for him.
Yep.
Yes, because
for the monarchy.
And because, you know, and luckily the Queen seems, but she only stopped doing stuff this weekend.
I am well aware.
And we were both raising an eyebrow at her and just going,
put on the gloves, get out of there.
But the UK has been very slow to recognize.
Yeah.
And even we were, because when President Trump did the travel ban coming back from Europe, when it was kind of unclear that went, because this has all been changing so fast. But he said, but people from the UK could still come in.
UK and Ireland could still come in.
Yeah. And it was like, wait a second, but that's kind of been a place that's been.
And a lot of people who, like we talked to Charlie Rounds the other day, they left the south of France and they went through London.
Yes.
That's been the gateway for everybody to get back to the US.
Yes.
People. So there's been a lot of that.
A lot of that. So anyway, I mean, they haven't figured out a way to blame the Duchess of Sussex.
It's coming.
They will.
You know, but they have done, you know, they did point out that
he called both of his sons.
Yes, naturally they could make that up, and that's an mm-hmm. obvious thing. But what the Buckingham Palace said that because Charles had such a high number of engagements, see, this is how they could blame Harry and Meghan. He was doing too much. You guys should have been back here. That's how they get blamed. But they did say that Prince Charles and Prince Albert of Monaco were both at a Australian bushfire relief and recovery dinner on March 10th.
Okay.
And then a few days later, Albert said he had, you don't know where anybody.
No. We don't even know because even knows who has it.
Yeah.
This is the most maddening blind thing. Like, who the hell has it?
But that's what it's a virus that needs people to stay alive.
Yes. Yes.
That's why the whole stay at home. I saw Donna Shalala on GMA this morning, the former, head of health.
Health education and welfare.
It is. Yes. It's people.
Donna Shalala.
It.
And she just said, if the virus doesn't have any place to land. And I thought, you really have to think about this whole thing like a zombie apocalypse. No, you do.
Well, he said, because I was just having that. I was just doing a breathing exercise during our break.
Yeah. And I'm like, I gave her a theory of mine, Donnie.
And she's like, Julia, in so many ways, I'm more prepared for this because I watch all the zombie shows.
Yeah, see, all that Walking Dead is coming in handy.
No.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm just thinking, of course you do.
No, but I mean, here's the thing about this is that you have to put everything in your mind down. You have to believe that is real, and think of it as what's lurking outside of your door as a zombie, and let that rule whether or not you're going to go out.
All right, there you go.
Fair enough.
There's a chance you could run into a zombie, mm-hmm. and who do you want to be with if the zombies are attacking you? Your favorite person, and you might be your favorite person right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why the only stock I'm recommending buying is Zoom right now.
Oh, I know.
That one is, did you see like how many signups they've had?
Oh, yeah.
People are.
Makes sense.
I've registered.
I'm waiting
but,
for
you
a
don't
Zoom
have to pay.
I'm waiting for a Zoom happy hour invitation from somebody. I should extend one.
You could do it.
I know.
I tried. Okay, so remember I told you I tried to do my first one for tonight.
Right.
And then my friends all said it's so much easier if you just invite us. Well,
not that easy.
Yeah, what's the problem?
I've completely given up and given it back to someone else who said they would do it for me. And I said, thank you.
Yeah.
I had to delete it. I don't know how to invite people. And then do you invite them on Google or do you invite them on Outlook? I mean, this, Laura, you wouldn't even be
possible. I only just sent my first group text a couple weeks ago when the world started being on fire.
And then I'm looking for it because everyone got the new invite, and I can't find it. And it's supposed to be in spam. And I'm like, which spam? I can't find that.
Yeah.
I know where spam is. It's called junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, by the way, just to get back to Prince Charles, Camilla... They're not going to be playing hide the Kotex right now. She's in one castle.
Oh, that is so gross.
I'm just, bringing it back around.
Now you've taken it to the lowest level.
Well, but Julia, I mean, we played the audio of Prince Charles saying that.
I know, but that's
years ago.
No, this was just like a mere few months ago we were showing this kind of disrespect.
I'm focusing on my breath.
She's fine.
I'm practicing gratitude.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
That was just sometimes you just don't like that visual, Laureen.
Julia, it's a good castle game. Hide the Kotex.
Stop.
You can put it on a knight in armor. You can put it on a painting. You can hide it across a bench.
Stop.
I'm just saying, in a castle, it's a good game.
Really late.
That is so foul. By the way,
this is a clean, not used one, like what I put on my forehead today for that video.
That was a panty shield.
Well, tomato, thinner and thicker.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
We'll be right back.
Did you miss Julia's random thoughts? You can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk Keyword Podcast.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! what is the meaning of
okay,
this?
Okay, well, I've answered my own question. I went to the James Beard Foundation to see what was going on with the restaurants, because really, that
all right,
is
tell us.
So according, so this stimulus package that was reached overnight last night, some of the things that some of these chefs were wanting, so we don't need to call or write Congress, okay? It's already done. The deal is done, but they got some of the things changed. That's why it took like three nights and days of haggling.
Yeah.
Because
each side wanted stuff.
Well, and then different industries have different needs. There's a real, you don't want unions to be busted and you don't want people to get laid off so the guys at the top can make their big packages, you know, blah, blah, blah. You got to be real careful when you open up the coffers big.
And it's
so restaurants, they're going to get, they're going to provide 4 months for unemployed restaurant workers. And that was supposed to be three. And then restaurant owners, a retention tax credit has been offered to them, which is an incentive to keep people employed.
Nice.
Then they expanded loan forgiveness, even allowing things like mortgage and rent payments. I mean, that sounds like very good and forgiving. Okay. Basically, and broadening the time frame from March 1st to February 15th next year.
So building
in time. So anyway,
that's nice.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, people are, you know, happy that all of that got addressed.
Almost.
Yeah.
It's not quite there yet.
Huh?
There's a little fly in the ointment.
What is it?
All right. Don't tell us.
Don't tell us when we're talking about food with flies and ointments.
There's just a little hiccup in the bill, but they think they're going to get it done tonight. There's some opposition on a couple of things from four different senators.
Because again, think about how much money is in here. In
12 zeros. Robin Roberts told us today what $1 trillion. It's 12 zeros. That put it into perspective for me, $1 trillion.
Right.
So that is a big number. All right, so let's Hollywood speak some stuff.
Okay, so yesterday, remember, it was Taylor versus Kim. Well, today you can say Taylor versus Kim who, because the feud from so many years ago that we thought had been at least put to bed for the last 2 years has flared up again, and that is Brandi Glanville, Eddie Cibrian, and Leanne Rimes.
No, what is this?
We'll call it coronavirus custody dispute. So
how old are those kids? They've got to be
12
like,
and 16.
Oh, they're so that young? My gosh, I feel like I've known them since they were 8 and 10.
Well, the kids were
which was
like,
20 years ago.
The kids were really pretty young
when they
broke up.
Okay.
Anyway, so Brandi took quite an issue with the fact that Eddie and Leanne have the boys. And she, of course, loves to air everything dirty laundry on Twitter.
But Brandi, why do they have the boys? Because they have primary custody of the boys?
Here's what she tweets.
Okay.
It's very crazy that I've been alone for this entire week and I can't be with my children because it happens not to be my week in our divorce settlement. I think that this is a time with special circumstances and I should be able to be with them. And then she follows that up with, after she had maybe a glass of wine.
Or seven.
She said, this is when People's True Color show at Eddie Cibrian, at Leanne Rimes, how truthful are your words? So I am wondering if Eddie said, or they said, we'll send the boys back home. Because, of course, those two have each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just Brandi at home with her dogs, like you.
I don't even have dogs.
You don't even have a dog.
But
Julia.
I have a lot of, I've got
she
a ton of
be,
unfinished books.
So when she says, how truthful are your words, I wonder if they said, of course we're going to get the boys home. And then they did it.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I know that, first of all, they have an agreement in place, Lori.
Other week, that's what they do.
She's going to get them next week.
They're not supposed to leave. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
Oh.
Well, that's not
their
fault.
They're in California, right?
Yeah,
that's not Eddie and Lee. Yeah, that's not their fault.
Yeah.
Brandi drinks too much.
Is that what it is?
And she's wasting a lot of energy and time of people's lives.
Yeah, because California has shelter at home.
Yeah.
Does that mean they can't be transferred to their mom?
No, what it means is...
I think what it is that Brandy...
is lonely.
Yes. She's lonely and she's drunk and tweeting.
Yeah, she's drunk and tweeting. But when you're...
They did not respond, though, Eddie and Leanne. So it is a one-way Twitter flame.
I feel for Brandy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's got a lot of anxiety over the unknown and feels very alone. But the drinking and... You can text them directly, but the out loud stuff.
That's what she lives for.
It's wrong.
And you know what?
It's time to grow up, Randy.
Well, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is coming back, and I think she does make an appearance.
Does she?
I don't think as anything other than a friend of the show, but she's involved. It's too early for that. I think you're right. She was just drinking.
And then
got mad.
Send him a text.
He'll be home on Saturday.
Right. It really feels to me like, but I do know that this is happening with families because if, you know, you're staying and you've got custody agreements and some different things going on where different households are exposed to different things.
Right.
It's got to be a stressful time.
Yes.
It's got to be. So I understand that. But again, she always wants to do everything out loud.
It's her oxygen, Julia.
Yeah, it is. But I'm not going to feel the fire with my bellows.
It's a holdover from yesterday's show.
Oh, the bellows of a mind.
Yeah. That is a good 6 feet away idea for something.
The bellows.
Using the bellows if you have any of those.
The bellows.
Okay, and then how about this? Donnie gave us this story.
You might have to wash your hair. I'm just catching up to you that it is dirty.
It's dirty. No, there's a film.
Perfect.
There's a film.
I can see it through the light now.
Yeah, I know.
Day 12? What are we on?
This is only day 8, but listen to the irony of irony.
Okay.
The medical consultant for the movie that bombed at the box office and then people watched a couple weeks ago called Contagion, that consultant just tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, no.
And you know, part of that movie was like supposed to be here.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. That was a bad movie, though.
With
Gwyneth.
Gwyneth.
And what's his name?
I didn't watch
it. Dustin Hoffman in that one? No, I don't know.
Yeah, Gwyneth and who's the other guy?
That's Outbreak with